This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Polis has signed a pair of bills into law meant to cut ozone pollution. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Both bills are the product of a last-minute deal between environmental groups and the oil and gas industry. It requires the state to pass new rules limiting ozone ingredients from drilling and fracking operations, and it establishes a new fee on oil and gas production, which will fund public transit and habitat recovery around spent wells. But some climate groups have criticized the plan, saying it makes the state dependent on long-term fossil fuel production. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A 23-year-old man's body was recovered in Rocky Mountain National Park yesterday. Lucas Mackay texted a friend Sunday afternoon to say he was on the summit of Long's Peak. When he did not return, he was reported missing. Search efforts started the next day. Investigators say he fell and that storms impacted higher elevations of the park that day. Mackay served with the U.S. Space Force in Colorado Springs. The Colorado Avalanche face elimination from the NHL playoffs tonight when they play the Dallas Stars in Game 6 of their best-of-seven series. The Avalanche must win tonight in Denver to force a Game 7 Sunday in Dallas. The series has been back and forth, with the Avs winning the first game before losing three in a row. Tonight's game starts at 8 o'clock. In Denver, expect mostly clear skies for the rest of the day with a slight chance for thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Sunday in Denver looks mostly sunny with a high around 84. In Grand Junction tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance for afternoon storms and a high of 85. This is CPR News.